Reform was the word of the day in Sacramento yesterday as California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivered his second State of the State speech. He told lawmakers that the key to returning California to its glory days was nothing less than changing the budget process, the structure of government, and the way lawmakers are elected. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger used his movie star skills to make bad news and wrenching change sound like a stirring call to action. He urged lawmakers to find the courage to fix a budget process that he blames for an $8 billion shortfall.
In private, you come up to me, Republicans and Democrats alike, and you tell me the same thing. Arnold, if only we could change the budget system. But the politics are just too dangerous. My colleagues, I say to you, political courage is not political suicide. Ignore the lobbyists, ignore the politics, and trust the people.
Schwarzenegger said his budget would be painful, full of cuts to programs serving vulnerable people. When he proposed cuts like that last year, there were howls of protest and he backed down. This time, he seems ready to stand his ground.
The special interests will run TV ads calling me cruel and heartless, and they will try to say that I don't understand the consequences of these decisions. But let me tell you something. I am very well aware that there are lives behind those numbers. But I have a responsibility for the fiscal health of this state and for the honesty of its finances.
Schwarzenegger called a special session of the legislature beginning today to deal with this issue, among others. He wants lawmakers to pass a bill requiring automatic cuts if spending exceeds revenue. He also wants to save money by changing the pension plan for public employees from the old-fashioned defined benefit to something like a 401k. And he wants to improve education by basing teachers' pay on merit instead of seniority. But the topic that's likely to really upset legislators is one that could affect their own careers. Schwarzenegger wants to take the power to draw congressional and legislative districts away from them and give it to a panel of retired judges.
Because the current system is rigged to benefit the interests of those in office, not to the interests of those who put them there.
And if the Democrat-dominated legislature doesn't give him what he wants, Schwarzenegger vowed to take its proposals directly to the voters in a special election.
If we here in this chamber do not work together to reform the government, the people will rise up and reform it themselves. And you know something? I will join them, and I will fight by their side.
Schwarzenegger's speech also touched on housing and roads. California needs more of both, he says. He also proposed a program to help people without health insurance pay for prescription drugs. Kevin McCarthy, Republican leader in the Assembly, found within the varied topics a simple, coherent message.
Either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
But Senator Kevin Murray, leader of the Democratic caucus, thinks Schwarzenegger still hasn't made the really tough choices.
You can't say you want a spending cap, but you want to offer a new prescription drug benefit. You can't say you want a spending cap and we spend too much and say that you want to spend more on transportation.
Murray also said that Democrats don't feel intimidated by Schwarzenegger's threat to bring his proposals directly to the voters.
We're the grassroots party. We're the party of the people and have historically been. So if you want to fight out in the streets for the hearts and minds of the populace, we're prepared to have that fight based upon serious, important ideas.
So this special legislative session may turn out to be very special indeed. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.